2025.
Mark, why don't you come up?
Amend contract with Nat McDougall Company for additional compensation to resolve final contract claim for the Giles Lake Pump Station Improvement Project Number E088774, $661,902.
Mayor, this item concerns a contract between the Bureau of Environmental Services and Nat McDougall Company, the general contractor for project to upgrade the Giles Lake Pump Station. The item would authorize an increase in the city's contract of 37% over the original contract amount, and we'll explain that. The additional money covers changes in the scope of work needed to address conditions that were unforeseen during project design and the resolution of a contract dispute between the contractor and the city. And I'll turn it over to Mark Hutchinson, the BES Construction Services Manager.
Morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name's Mark Hutchinson. I'm the Construction Division Manager with the Bureau of Environmental Services. As Commissioner Fish brought up, and with me is Franco Lucian, City Attorney's Office. The City of Portland has 98 wastewater pumping stations. The majority of those were built in the 1960s, and they're approaching 50 years old at this point, and they need remodeling. Giles Lake Pumping Station is one of those stations, and it's critical to protecting the health of residents in northwest Portland. It takes care of all the sewage along St. Helens Road and down in the Balch lower area. It pumps it across the river, as you can see in the yellow line, over to our tunnel up along the railroad over kind of by University of Portland. We started a contract to design and build this pump station, remodel this pump station, because originally it was built to handle a large development in northwest Portland that never came to be. So the pump station was three times as big and very inefficient. And with our new tunnel system, it even got less flow. So we designed this station, and then we went into construction with Nat McDougall. During the process of building the pump station, there were changes that were necessary that we didn't anticipate. At the outlet structure up by the tunnel, there are some things that we needed to modify that we couldn't look at until the time that we were working on the tunnel. And there were some modifications inside the old structure. And those added up to about 11% of the contract. When we started the construction project up, took it off temporary bypass and hit the switch, the station vibrated heavily and shut itself off. And we at first thought that was the contractor's problem. He said it wasn't. We continued to work through the issues. They hired some vibration experts. We hired some vibration experts. And the contractor claimed that it was due to resonant vibration, similar to if you've ever seen the Tacoma Narrow Bridge, how it shook apart. They said that the piping systems, the three piping systems, were all in sync, and they would vibrate. Well, during the course of the year, we still thought it was our contractor's issue, and he continued to do things to mitigate the vibration in the station. We eventually got it up and running the end of summer. Through the discussion with our experts and their experts, and the city attorney, we came to the conclusion that it was in our best interest to settle the costs that we'd spent over the last year and to come to you to ask for additional funds to pay for this project.
So it sounds like a little bit of a technical, maybe not completely resolved technical argument.
Well, at the last point we left it, our vibration expert and the contractor's vibration expert agree that the issues are outside the station, and that they think they exist in the pipeline underneath the Willamette River, which was not part of the original scope. And so we're putting together some documents for an additional engineering work and then a follow-on project to work on that piece of the pipeline that's 1968 vintage as well.
Other questions? Thanks very much. This is also not an emergency item, but I think it sounds like in this case it can pass the second reading.
Yep.
So done.